Hey everyone, it's Dean Soto with Productive Catholic, and what I am doing right now, yeah, obviously I'm not in the studio. I am out and about driving at 9 o'clock p.m. with my little one in the back because he will not sleep at home for some reason. So what he likes is he likes driving in the car and falling asleep in the car, and that's what we're going to be doing right now. But I thought I'd just take this opportunity to actually do a podcast and take advantage of the time that I have, because that's what we're supposed to do, right? Take advantage of the time and the resources that we have in order to accomplish things. So anyway, I know there was a lot of things that I promised to talk about in the last podcast, and one of those things was my new productivity method. And I was going to do it, but I'm not going to do it in this podcast, and I apologize. I'm going to save it for the next podcast, because that way I can actually make a video podcast to show you what the tool is that I use. And you don't necessarily have to use a tool. It's just an easy way to use timers and to keep track of the things that you're doing. But I've been using it, and it's been going very, very well, and I've been super, super productive. I do notice that one thing that I tend to do is I will get into just almost right up into where it's a habit, and then I'll fall off the off the tracks. But you know, afterwards I get back and I get back up, and I'll do it again, and you know, over and over and over again. That's what I end up doing. And wow, there's like 5 police cars that just stopped some guy. Anyway, and it's tough, because for me, it just can be kind of discouraging. But the cool thing about this is it's very easy to get back on. There's not a lot of different flow management like you would find in getting things done and some other productivity methods. This one is just, you know, start finding your tasks and start attacking them one by one, and set timers to do each one. I've done a ton in the last week using this method, and we'll talk about it next week. But the main reason why I wanted to do this podcast and what I really wanted to talk about was something that's been really just really affecting me lately, and it's rightfully so. A lot of times we get caught up in, and especially me, I mean, I always get caught up in thinking that, one, if I had enough time, or two, only if I had enough money, or three, only if I had this, four, only if I had that then I'm going to be happy and find contentment and find Christ and be able to go to Mass more and so on and so forth. But more and more I'm starting to realize, yet again, like I always do, is that doing things is not always the answer, or being able to do things is not always the answer. And you know, oftentimes, more often than not, God is calling us just to sacrifice our time, to stop and to be with Him, and to find ways to either pray to Him on a daily basis, or go to Mass, or go to the Liturgy of the Hours, or to but ultimately just to spend time with Him and contemplate what He wants and contemplate the purpose He has for you. And a lot of us aren't meant to be amazing and famous apologists. In fact, a lot of us are those people who are called to be those are really, you know, they, I don't know how you would say it, but, you know, a lot of the times God calls us to just be simple and to love Him through the little actions that we can take, just like the little way with of Saint Therese, finding God in the little things that you do. And sometimes it's just you know, thinking of God and thinking of Jesus, thinking of Our Lady in every little tiny thing that we do, and letting them, having them be a part of what we do. And more and more I'm starting to realize that that's really what God wants from us, is not that we do and produce all these things and we create all these amazing things, which is great, and God might be calling us to do that, but ultimately God wants us to just know Him. God wants us to be with Him, and God wants us to love Him, and everything else will fall into place after that. And it's really hard to think that way. I mean, yeah, it's great to be idealistic and to think that you know, we have it in our heads. We all know that in our heads. But to actually put it into practice is very hard, especially for me and for other fathers. Not fathers as a priest, but fathers as in someone who has children, and husbands and wives as well. As a father, I have to support my family, especially since I'm the sole breadwinner. I'm the one who brings in all of the income. I have to support my family, and I can tell you that a very big part of me tells me that an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament is an hour I could have spent earning money. But ultimately, that obviously, I know that as soon as I say that, so many people who are listening to this will probably think, well, duh, you know, that's obviously a bad thing to think about, and that's obviously, you know, wrong to think that way. But, you know, the fact is that there is some truth to it, that I could use that hour to create a product. I could use that hour to produce a service, a new service, or come up with a new service. Could use that hour for consulting. Could use that hour for a ton of things that is, in a worldly sense, wasted when you sit, or when, if I were to just sit in front of the Blessed Sacrament. But of course, every single time that I stop listening to the resistance, when I stop listening to the devil telling me that, every single time, something great happens. And it doesn't necessarily need to be a materialistic great, like, oh, I spent an hour in front of the Blessed Sacrament and I magically won $1,000, or someone gave me a job, or you know, whatever. It's not something materialistic, at least. But, you know, lately I've, and thanks be to God, it's because of just the situation that I've been in the last few weeks. Lately I've grown closer to my family. My daughters and I would pray our morning prayers and pray evening prayers, and I go in front of the Blessed Sacrament now, which I used to do a ton before, but now I got into the habit of not, and just thinking in a purely materialistic sense, and purely in a sense of, if I am not doing something productive, quote unquote, then I am going to not be able to succeed, or I'm not going to be able to succeed quickly, or as quickly as I would like to. But God has been so good. God has been so good to me that all those things that I thought were going to fall apart if I spent that time with Him, all those things that I thought were going to all the potential revenue that I could have made from my business, all that stuff is, I haven't seen any decrease in revenue since I've started spending more time with Christ. But at the same time, there's so much peace. There's so much unity within my family. There's so much more love that I'm able to give to my children and to those who I care about, friends and family. Of course, there's a ton. I still have a ton to grow, but my point is that part of being productive, part of being a Catholic, part of being a Christian, is just sitting at the feet of Christ in the Eucharist, in the Rosary, praying to Our Lady, and just enjoying God's company and being one with God, and just not worrying about what is out there, because God has it under control. That all things are given to you as long as you focus on the kingdom, as long as you focus on God, that you don't have to worry. It is going to work out just fine. Now, that's not an excuse for being lazy, which is very easy to do. That's not an excuse for being lazy, but it is... It's a huge burden that is lifted off of your shoulders, and was lifted off of my shoulders, that my worth, and that my family, and that the love of my family and the well-being of my family is not based around how much I do. It is based around how much I love, how much I listen, how much I obey God. And how much I just find myself in communion with Him. So I know that this one's probably a lot of, I don't know, you can give me feedback on this one, but, you know, this is something that's been really, really affecting me, because you got to understand that I am not the type to sit idly by. I am not the type to just sit back and say, oh yeah, everything's going to be great. I'm going to get all these clients, or I'm going to get a raise at work, and just by being an amazing person. I am far from it. I need to work. I need to be productive. I need to better myself, better the environment around me, in order to be who I'm meant to be. And so to say to stop and to just do quote unquote nothing, because it's not really nothing. Being in front of God and communicating with God is not really nothing. But to sit back and to basically put all of my trust into God, who is my business partner, by just sitting and adoring, that's a huge, huge, huge paradigm shift. And you know, it's been a while since I started this, but more and more, it's good. It's amazing to see the fruits that come from just stepping back and really following God's lead. Because I don't know if I think I said this on my other podcast, So Totally Business Savvy, but in December of last year, I actually went to a Catholic psychologist. He might be a psychiatrist. And I actually mentioned him on one of these episodes regarding the seven houses, or seven rooms of the house of self. And one of the And the reason why I went was because I hated my job. Two, I was under the impression that I was not doing well in my business. I was stressed out all the time. And I just had a big, I don't know, crisis of, not crisis of faith, but crisis of just being, I guess. And so, went to a Catholic psychologist, and it was amazing. One of the things, so he spent about 55 minutes talking about things that my wife wanted to talk about, and it was just for an hour, and it was expensive. It was an expensive hour. We spent that first 55 minutes just talking about some things that my wife wanted to talk about, which were great. It was a lot of things about communication and being able to communicate as a family and be able to communicate in a positive and effective way, in a loving way. But I wanted to be there. I wanted to hear about why I was feeling this way. I wanted to hear about why I was feeling so badly about my job and all this stress that I had. And so I was kind of bummed because, you know, it was the last 5 minutes. So right at the 5 minute mark, he turns to me, looks me dead in the eye, and he said, "Okay, Dean, and for your situation, I just have a question. Who is the provider in your house?" And I'm like, "Of course, me. I mean, obviously, that's what I'm here for." And he's all, "No. The breadwinner of your house is God. The soul, the provider of your house is God. You are merely..." He didn't say it this way. That kind of sounds kind of pretentious. But he says, "You are just acting in accordance with what God wants you to do, but ultimately God is the provider in your house, and you have to trust Him. He is your business partner. So when God wants you to do certain things throughout the day, He wants you to be with your family. He wants you to watch your health. So exercising. He wants you to talk to friends throughout the week. He wants you to do all these different things that you need in order to have a healthy and balanced life and to ultimately have a good Christian life." When you come home after work, you have to switch from one compartment to the next, one house of yourself, one room of the house of self to the next. So you come to work and you have to just entrust that God will take care of the rest of everything that you've been doing, that God will take care of the rest of whatever you had to do at work, and then you can be with your family. And then after you're done with your family, entrust God and your family to God, and you can do some side business stuff. And then after you're done with your side business stuff, entrust to God your side business and tell Him, "You know, Jesus, I have to go to sleep. You're my business partner. I trust that you're going to help me find business, and you're going to be there for my family, and you're going to provide for my family." And you just have to keep doing that with everything, every single thing, and trust that God is in control and He wants what's best for you and your family. And I was blown away. I was blown away. I mean, I can't tell you how blown away I was. And you know, it's basically, we've all heard kind of something like that before, but the authority in which he spoke was so amazing. He said that, "You know how I know this? Because I lived it. And all my peers that were in my graduating class, all my peers started up practices, and not a single one, not a single one of my peers, because of economic turmoil and economic trouble, still have their practice. They've all moved on to other things. And it was because, and they always ask me, you know, why is it because, why are you able to have your practice still and not me? And why, you know, what made your business special and so on? And you know, he would chuckle and he would say, because I have a good business partner. And obviously his business partner is God. He never did any marketing, never did anything that was of the traditional business, of course, which I don't advise that you don't do marketing and advertising and so on. But the fact of the matter is he was able to, the fact of the matter is that he was able to have a successful business, trusting alone in Christ, trusting alone in God, and not necessarily worrying about doing all the time and being productive all the time in the materialist sense. So I hope, my hope is that in this particular podcast, that everything that you see on Productive Catholic, whether it be the premium section that I have where you'll learn, you know, people can learn business tips that I know, and step-by-step tutorials in business and in WordPress and a lot of other things that are going to be there, or the member section where it's a lot more in-depth things on productivity and some business things as well, or in just the podcast alone and the blog alone, the content that's open to everyone. My hope is that you never think that it's all about doing, that it's all about creating things that and that it's all just about money, getting more money and getting more time, because it has nothing to do with money and time, and it has everything to do with using the resources that you have to be able to give God the glory and to be able to give God the adoration that he deserves, which in turn is going to help you to be able to affect, whether it's through your business, whether it's through an organization, whether it's through whatever, give you the tools and give you the ability to affect so many people more so than you could ever imagine. And ultimately to become saints. Not all of us are called to be entrepreneurs. I would argue that everyone should try and start a business at some point in time. Not all of us are called to have a specific productivity system. Although that, you know, I would recommend you try some kind of productivity system. But ultimately, being a productive Catholic is putting first things first. And ultimately, it's loving God and being with him. And in turn, that's going to help to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, you know, help the poor, and be effective Christian leaders and Catholic leaders in this day and age, which needs so much help. And it's only by God's grace. And not by money. Not by being able to create products that are going to give you more income and so on. It is only by God's grace that you are going to become a saint. And you are going to change the world in the way that God and Christ wants you to change it. So anyway, if you have any feedback, I would love to hear it. This is much more of an emotional, much more of a experiential Productive Catholic, but I it was just on my heart, and I really wanted to share that with all of you, and you know, from time to time, just show you that I am a real person, and that it's not all about just doing. In fact, I think one of the apostles was the one that there was one apostle that when the lady when Mary broke the perfume bottle over Jesus, one of the apostles complained that she could have used that to feed the poor. She could have used all that money to feed the poor. And Jesus said, you know, what she did was a beautiful thing, and that, that, you know, you will not always have me, but you always have the poor. And that apostle happened to be Judas Iscariot. So yes, it's not always about doing. It's not always about creating and all that stuff. The majority of the time, it's just about being faithful and loving God and doing as He commands and being with Him. And that's what I hope to convey in this podcast. So if you have any feedback, 714-643-5301. That's my voicemail feedback line. Or you can just email me at dean@prosulum.com. That's dean@prosulum.com. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And I will talk to you soon. This is Dean Soto with Productive Catholic, and I will see you in the next episode. Have a great one.